Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
This music right here, this is the music that happens in my Piazza Honda minivan when, you know, I pick up the kids. And it goes from, like, I'm listening to, like, Rich Cioli at that point, and then it goes to this.
This is the Kathy Barnett special.
Hey, Kathy.
Just rocking the minivan, Dawn Stensland. I love it.
But I love, and then my kids, because I double down. I know, Kathy, we both have, you know, teenagers. So I'm like, I double down. Like, I roll down the windows, I crank it, and then I'm, like, dancing. And they're like, Mom, you're embarrassing yourself. It's like you want to play.
No, it's just fun and energetic, right?
I love it. So how? First of all, we got to talk about, you know, your show, what's coming up, and you know, take a huge victory lap for your awesome show. But want to get your reaction as it's the breaking news story with Trump virtually getting the word. I guess it's anticlimactic, but just your reaction to this morning, as, you know, Trump is virtual in the court, Mershon gets his day to do nothing.
Yeah, exactly right. He's just taking his victory lap, Mershon, Judge Mershon. This is, you know, Democrats, they had a completely different ending in mind. And so, yes, this is right. Like they thought they were really going to be able to weaponize our legal system. They thought the people of this country is really stupid, that they're the smart ones. And this is really anticlimactic for them, right? And now you have, even with Smith's report not being allowed to come out, that just came out yesterday or the day before. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, so this is just, you know, so this is their final little lap around the ring. Let them have it. We need to be focused. All hell is literally breaking loose in our country right now. We're not even 2 weeks into this new year. And if these past 9 days are indicative of the rest of this year, I mean, hold on.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. Your reaction to, did you see the video of in the church yesterday, and President Barack Obama, I guess, decided it was okay to sit next to the Hitler-esque dictator and have a little fun with him. But, you know, during the church service there, did you have any takeaways as far as the seating arrangement, the body language that was happening?
When I watched that, because yes, I thought to myself, wow, Obama is laughing it up with Hitler. Like, that's very interesting, because, you know, that's what they told us, that Trump is Hitler. But then my next thought was, look at how gracious Trump is. I mean, these people literally tried to destroy him and his family. They were not playing around. It was not in good humor or just two friends kind of jabbing to see which one can get. No, they were trying to destroy him. And even now, Biden should be the lame duck president he's been all 4 years. But instead, these last 2 weeks, I mean, he's just doing the most in an effort to destroy Donald Trump's ability to get in office and make good on the promises that the people of this nation overwhelmingly voted for. And yet Donald Trump is sitting there being extremely gracious to these demons. I mean, I wouldn't be so gracious to them. So that's what I saw, and that was my takeaway. And again, I do not regret voting for Donald Trump.
No, me. Well, I mean, I mean, me either, but I guess that's goes without saying. I, you know,
right.
You think, but what about now? And thank you to a friend who reminded me, because Melania Trump, I know she was wearing Valentino, and I always wonder what she's wearing in the statement. But thank you to one of my friends, Beth, who reminded me it was a year ago Melania lost her mom.
Yeah.
And I could see the First Lady Melania was, I mean, she was in prayer. She was, her demeanor was very different from others. And I thank Beth, because I had forgotten, and how could I forget, but that, you know, I'm sure she was thinking the last big funeral, you know, that she attended, her own mother, who she was really close to.
You know, there's no fury like a woman scorned. So whereas Donald Trump can show such grace, Melania is doing exactly what most of us women would do.
Yes.
And someone reminded me towards the end of the day yesterday that it was a year ago yesterday. So that her mother passed. And so you're not only dealing with your own emotions about the loss of your own mom just a year later. I cannot even imagine that pain. My mom is still with me, so I can't imagine that level of pain. But then to be seated among these sharks, among these people who are just not good people in a church setting, everybody feigning, somber, that they're, you know, in mourning. These are not, I can't even express it enough. I mean, having walked behind the curtain here at the Senate level and then at the presidential campaign level and walking among many of these people, I can't even fully express just how evil many of these people really are. And then to be sitting there in the midst of all of this, having to exude decorum because the cameras are, you know, focused right in on your every expression, knowing that your family is being judged, knowing that these people tried everything they could to destroy you. Again, it's just a testament of, you know, why this man is coming back from all of that like a phoenix, and he is walking into office by the grace of God in less than, you know, 2 weeks.
We don't get to sit down for a family dinner every single night because of everybody's different schedules, but when the four of us do, and my husband Larry, Michael, and David, we try to at least have one, you know, dinner, and we say, begin with prayer. And we always pray for the first family, for Trump, even during this time when he was not, you know, in power and now incoming, for his protection. And I'll never pray in a negative way, but I did yesterday find myself just praying to all of those individuals. And I just wonder if, like, you'd love to know the thought bubble with Melania Trump's prayer, to your point, the people who, you know, raided her bedroom and her child's bedroom. But I just pray they get exactly what they deserve.
Absolutely. And that's a biblical prayer. I mean, look at Haman. Look at Haman, right? I pray that these people hang on the gallows that they erected, not just for Donald Trump, but for many of us. I mean, I had the FBI trying to find out information because I went to hear the president on January 6th of 2021, and all of a sudden that makes me a criminal. We have J6ers in prison to this day, 4 years later, who have not even been charged. If their crime was so egregious, why haven't they been charged yet, right? Mm-hmm. But they don't care that these people are languishing, that they've ruined lives. Look at how they use the lawfare to just drag people in and to force people to do things that they otherwise would not have done. Look at what they did to Steve Bannon, just locking him in, throwing away the key.
Solitary.
For the exact same crime that many of the Biden administration people have committed, of just saying, I'm not going to go and sit before this mock trial, right?
Mm-hmm.
So these people have literally ruined lives, and they don't care. They want what they want, and by any means necessary. I can't even fully express what I saw when I was out there traveling the nation with Vivek, walking behind the curtains with many of these people, listening and watching these people. Many of them are soulless. And so I believe it's a biblical prayer that, and I've been praying it, that the gallows they erected for us, that they will hang on it.
Figuratively speaking, of course. But as far as...
And even the fact that we have to say that, even the fact that we have to qualify that, right?
I know.
But you do. You have to qualify
it.
But
you're a conservative.
Because they're like, oh my God, look, Kathy. Exactly, right? And so I'm just over it. I'm over all the posturing. I am ready for Donald Trump. I mean, like, forget the rally he's going to plan. Forget even their inauguration. Go fly in secretly, take the oath, and get to work. Because we got a lot to do. These people are not playing with us. I said it back in November. Donald Trump is going to inherit chaos. And look at where we are, not even 10 days in, and the world seems to be on fire right now.
So somebody who I think that right now I should be interviewing Pennsylvania Senator Kathy Barnett, but instead I'm going to ask Kathy Barnett about Pennsylvania Democrat Senator John Fetterman, who I, to this day, and you know, like Kathy's like, oh, here she goes. But to this day, I believe that you were the one person who could have prevailed in this. It was just a three-way and whatever. I know I'm not going to digress, but he now is Fetterman headed to Mar-a-Lago, Fetterman teaming up with Republican Katie Britt and, you know, co-sponsoring, helping to sponsor the Lake and Riley law that went into effect and doubling down on that. So what do you make of Fetterman, our Pennsylvania Democrat senator, heading to Mar-a-Lago to meet with Trump?
Yeah. You know, it was something that I talked about a lot with my family, is that, you know, prior to Fetterman having his stroke back in 2022, I mean, I described him as a horrible individual chasing a black man down with a shotgun for the crime of just being black and outside jogging. This is really who this man is, never working a real day in his life, living off his trust fund, walking around like a slouch. I mean, this is really who he is, right? And I mean, some of the laws that he was trying to support, it was just antithetical of a society based on merit and effort and working really hard. And then he had the stroke. And I think to some degree, you know, because I think that in order to get this mind virus out of many of these people, something jarring is going to have to happen to their brain. And for him, it was a stroke. Almost immediately, he started sounding a little bit more sane. But right now, I believe he is gunning for higher office. I would not be surprised if he throws his hat in for president one day. And why not now start to look more like this Rust Belt Democrat? That people who's a little bit more balanced and sane than some of the other far left-leaning individuals. And so, you know, people can feel the way that they want. You know, many in the Republican Party are like, oh, yeah, look, he's one of us. I'm not buying that. Mm-hmm. But whatever it is, we just need some sanity. The people will decide later on if he is president worthy. I just learned to kind of stay in my lane. Let him do what he's doing. I think it's a grift. We'll figure it out later on.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know. I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
And so, you know, maybe like the brain at Reno, you know, recovering from something like a stroke, your brain has to reset. There are many, there's a, actually the human, oh gosh, now I'm forgetting their name. The, they're called the for human potential right in Montgomery County across the Philadelphia border. But they Institute for Human Potential. They actually had helped stroke victims by telling them to, through research, to crawl. When you think about a baby crawling and why does a baby crawl, that you can sort of reset the brain. And so if you think on that philosophy, what you make me think of is as our country now, because of all of the patriots who came out and voted, I believe, the right way now, we have an opportunity in America to push the reset button. So when you think about that, Kathy Barnett, what do you feel needs to happen? And what roadblocks or fears do you have as far as pitfalls? I mean, remember the last time around, COVID came out of left field, right? And then the Trump administration did not see that coming. And so to me, I do have this, you know, I just want to look out, you know, like, let's say the proverbial peripheral vision and think about what are they going to try this time?
Yeah, you know, if there is a fear, and I, you know, and as a Christian, I don't want to become immobilized by the anxiety that I too can feel and do feel and by the fear of it. Again, we're not even 10 days in. We've had two terrorist attacks. We have this ferocious California fire. We got Mark Zuckerberg sporting a gold chain and an oversized black t-shirt. I mean, things are just crazy right now. We have Biden, you know, just doing the most. But so I, too, feel this pressure. I think if I could, you know, kind of summarize my concerns, we'll use that word instead of fear, is that my concern is that the Republican Party is not taking these people at their word. Mm-hmm. And that we, you know, Biden said he's going to have a smooth transition. I, you know, in Donald Trump's pre-inauguration press conference he held earlier this week, he said, you know, he said it's going to be a smooth transition, but it's not being a smooth transition. Biden is doing the most in these last 9 days. So my concern for the Republican Party is that we don't take these people seriously. They have told us who they are. Mm-hmm. They used the past 4 years to put a fine point on the fact that they would do anything to maintain power. So that is my concern, that we do not take these people seriously when they've shown us who they are. They want power. They want power by any means necessary. They will destroy people lives to get it. And so that's the reason why I say, you know, Donald Trump wants to do the first ever rally before the inauguration. Stop all the poolside partying. Let's just get to work.
You know, it's great. You make a great point. Since you referenced Biggie Mark Zuckerberg with his big gold chain, I want to ask you something that I've tried to verbalize this, and so if I'm clumsy, I apologize. But I've tried to ask my sons about this because when we think about like the whole gender thing, right, the Title IX, the Kentucky ruling yesterday, and what Title IX, what is a woman, gender, being male, apologizing for being born a boy. And then you think about a Zuckerberg, this billionaire guy, nerdy guy, went to Harvard, just wanted to basically meet babes. And that's the birth of like Facebook, right? But the truth is that something happened that I see within my sons. And that is that within men, white men and boys were the targets of the media. And I think they took it more than in this past election. What I saw was like African-American men were the American men who more than young white men were willing to stand up and say, no, this is what a man is. And I'm not going to go with this. I'm not going to allow this like abuse. Does that make sense? Like, do you feel that?
I mean, I feel it among our young boys, period. Mm-hmm. My son is 18 years old, and while I was out there in my own race, I met a lot of young white boys, young white men. When I was out there with Vivek, traveling the nation, we kept meeting these young white men, and I'm looking at these young black men, and I am seeing an awakening among our young people. The millennials, I mean, God help them, they're almost all lost. But this new generation of Gen Zers, mm-hmm. They have been, you know, like they've been punched on. Their young girls are acting like they are gods. Mm-hmm. And I see this revolt, even in my own 18-year-old son, of, you know, I find them to be a little bit more disciplined in their bodies. They're recognizing that, you know, I'm going to be a little bit more controlled and disciplined and who I'm with and what I'm doing. It just seems to be something resonating within them, and they're pushing back. And we saw that with the numbers for Donald Trump in this past election, that there is this pot of gold among these young men, Gen Zers primarily, who are rejecting what we've lived through these past 8 years, that men and testosterone is bad. And we're seeing these young men say, no, I reject that ideology. I want something more sane and balanced.
And that was just it, Kathy, that even Trump has given the credit to his 18-year-old son, Barron, who influenced him to have some of those podcasters, and for Trump to go on some of their podcasts that a lot of people had never even heard of, that probably your son, and I know my son's listened to. How much do you think that had the influence?
Yeah, I really like that. My son this morning, he's still home from college, and so he's going back to college this Saturday, but I walk downstairs and he starts telling me about this YouTuber who's been talking about the United States versus the world and the differences in the nuclear prowess of America versus the rest. And I'm just standing there, and he just sent me the video, so I'm going to look at it. But this is that's what I'm telling you.
Yeah.
This Gen Z group of young men, they're built different
yes.
from what we've seen coming out of the millennials who have been, you know, kind of like the boomers, have been given the best of everything. And what have they done with it? They've made us weaker as a people and as a nation. And I do believe in that adage that weak men make hard times, and hard times are making young men strong again, find their backbone and their courage again. They may not be as patriotic as myself and some others, but they are looking for their own voice, yeah. and they're rejecting this notion that testosterone is bad.
Amen. What's coming up on the Kathy Barnett Show here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT tomorrow?
I know. Well, we're going to talk about, we're going to do a recap of these past 10 days. So again, it's been like hell on earth right about now, and specifically here in America. So we're going to kind of do, you know, we're going to do a weekend recap of these first 10 days. I also have one of the individuals who January 6th is going to be coming on and talking about it, especially in light of Biden not being a lame duck president, but doing the most, commuting sentences over 1,500 people right now. And yet J6ers are still sitting in prison, rotting, many of them. And so mm-hmm. we're just going to kind of, you know, talk about where have we been, where are we going, what can we expect? If the first 10 days are like this, what can we expect for the next, you know, 370 days?
Can't wait. Great show. Was last weekend your official debut? Was it last Saturday?
It was. Yeah. And it was so much fun. I am so excited for the opportunity to be the weekend host for 1210 WPHT, the number one talk radio in Philadelphia. I'm so very excited for the opportunity just to be able to talk to Pennsylvanians, and not just Pennsylvanians, you know. Mm-hmm. This signal carries across most of the Mid-Atlantic states, and so what a wonderful opportunity to continue doing my first love, which is just talking to people and trying to figure out the world we're living in.
Nice. Well, Kathy, I know we'll be tuned in. We'll be listening. hopefully, if you have the time, I know it's like life is crazy, but maybe Fridays we had talked about, you know, coming together and getting your thoughts and teeing up, you know, teeing up what's coming up on the Saturday show with Kathy. So everybody loves you. Everybody
Don,
in my family.
I adore you. Don, I adore you. You know, I mean,
back
and again,
you.
I know this is like real talk for a moment, but you know, I mean, the fact that you've been so gracious and so open towards me, again, it's not something that we tend to see among women specifically, but even in this industry, just hyper competition. And so to that extent, I'm so grateful to you, to Greg, and to so many others who have just opened doors of opportunities for me and allowed me to just kind of come alongside. I appreciate you guys. I do not take it for granted. And I want to see more of us do just what it is that you've been doing. So thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Back at you. Well, Kathy Barnett, we'll hear from you tomorrow, obviously. Just
at 10 a.m.
Can't wait. 10 o'clock. We start at 10 a.m. Kathy Barnett, thank you, my friend.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
TGIF.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know. I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.